This is St. Louis Public Radio. We're going to take you to a place you've probably never heard of, just across the Mississippi River from St. Louis. It's the small African-American town of Brooklyn, Illinois. What little revenue the town brings in mostly comes from strip clubs, but there's more to Brooklyn than that. St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra went there to meet up with some archaeologists who are digging for evidence of Brooklyn's important role in African-American history.
With shovels, trowels, and screens, archaeologists are scraping and sifting through the dirt in a Brooklyn lot, looking for any sign of a simple wood frame house that would have stood here in the mid-1800s. It belonged to Priscilla Baltimore.
The oral history states that Priscilla Baltimore, a former slave, came to the area of Brooklyn and founded a Freedom Village, basically a community where the residents could determine their own destiny.
That's Joseph Galloy of the Illinois State Archaeological Survey. The story goes that in 1829, Baltimore led 11 African-American families from Missouri, a slave state, to Illinois, where slavery was illegal. Remember that date, 1829, because it's crucial. If the story is true, it would make Brooklyn one of the earliest free black settlements to have survived to the present day. Galloy and his team have been digging in Brooklyn off and on since 2008, trying to find physical proof that the Freedom Village existed. They've also spent a lot of time tracking down old documents to try to confirm the oral history. But Miranda Yancey Bailey says so far, they haven't found anything that supports it.
For instance, we know that Priscilla was still living in St. Louis until the late 1830s, so she definitely was not living here in 1829.
Yancey Bailey has been doing most of the historical research, looking for tax documents, census records, deeds, anything she can find about 19th century Brooklyn. She says it's clear Priscilla Baltimore was a leader. She helped found the AME Church in Brooklyn and in St. Louis. She bought her own way out of slavery and purchased her mother's freedom, too. But Yancey Bailey hasn't found any written evidence that Baltimore started a Freedom Village in Brooklyn in 1829. The first documentation of Baltimore's presence in Brooklyn dates to 1839, a full 10 years later.
History does not like ambiguity.
Historian Cheryl Jennifer LaRoche says when it comes to understanding African-American life under slavery, ambiguity is just something we have to learn to live with. LaRoche, who's written about the Underground Railroad and free black communities like the one in Brooklyn, says official documents don't tell the whole story. And if the oral history says Priscilla Baltimore founded a Freedom Village in Brooklyn in 1829, we should believe it.
She may go back to Missouri. She may move back and forth between places. She may start it and go home. But if the narrative says she led these families there, believe it.
LaRoche says some of the details of any oral history may turn out to be wrong, but she says many historians are too quick to dismiss such accounts altogether. Archaeology, she says, can help fill in the gaps in written history. But that doesn't mean it always does. I called Joseph Galloy a few weeks after the dig to ask how it turned out.
We just didn't find the artifacts that would have really kind of nailed it, that would have said yes. You know, these were definitely things that belonged to Priscilla Baltimore and would help tell a little bit more of a story about her life.
Now, this excavation was never going to help clear up the mystery of Priscilla Baltimore and the Freedom Village, since her house wasn't built until a couple decades later. But it could have helped with a different goal, getting Brooklyn listed on the National Register of Historic Places for its role in African-American history. Galloy says finding any evidence of Baltimore's time in Brooklyn would have bolstered the case. But he says he's not giving up. He's planning to lead more archaeological digs in Brooklyn in the future. I'm Veronique LaCapra, St. Louis Public Radio.